Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. It's the DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGeehan is here. We are Douglas for a moment. He'll be joining us later on this hour. And so when Doug's away, we talk football, ladies. It was a football weekend, certainly, that was one for the record books. Totally nail-biting games.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We are now down to the final four teams competing to go to the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and to the Los Angeles Rams, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Cincinnati Bengals, because they are on their way to one more round of playoffs before the Super Bowl. And it was a nail-biting weekend. This was not a weekend for you to, like, just, you know, sleep on the couch, because you had to be watching, like, every single second of this.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I didn't see the Bills game last night, but I saw the 49ers beat Green Bay, and like that was a nail biter in the, you know, at the very end, and then Tom Brady's comeback. I mean, every time, like, I was watching the game with my husband. Yeah, and they were down, like, I mean, it was a significant amount that they were down by. And so, and they had seven, they were still down by seven.
Yeah. Half.
And then at the very end, they were like, they had, you know, less than 2 minutes or down by seven. And I said to Lewis, I was like, can Brady actually do this? Because, you know, everyone always just assigns these superpowers to him. And he just looked at me. He was like, if anyone can, it is Brady. And so sure enough, he comes back, ties the game. And then the Tampa Bay defense, he should be pissed, because the offense was amazing and the defense just crumbled. They absolutely just crumbled and gave the game away with the last, what, 20 seconds? To the Rams. I mean, it was a heartbreaker if you're a Tampa Bay fan or a Tom Brady fan or a Gronk fan, and they played really well.
But isn't there also part that, like, you just love an upset too?
Sure.
If neither of those teams are your team, an upset.
Yeah, they're not, neither. Really, yeah, exactly. I don't really have a team in this race, but I did want to see Brady back in another Super Bowl, because I just thought, you know what? Why not? Like, that would be really
fun. And we don't
know
what his future is going to be. I mean, that's the thing with Brady, is that
you never
know if he's going to be able to play with Gronk again. You don't know if he's going to be a Buck again. You don't know if he's going to retire again. But he's playing at the level. I mean, just watching him.
It's incredible.
Look, I'm supposed to be a Rams fan, but I was actually rooting for the Bucks because I love Tom Brady and Gronk. So from now on, here on out, I'll be rooting for the Rams. But I just, watching them together and watching them come, like, literally come back from nothing. And then the Rams sort of gave away the game. And this is what's worrying about the Rams, that in the last couple games, the last time they played the 49ers, they did this, they gave away the game. The last time they played now the Bucks, they started to give away the game. It's almost like they were trying to lose. So they lucked into a win, you're right, because of Tampa Bay's defense. But really, that was Tom Brady's.
Yeah,
it's just a show of what he can still do and is still capable of. So.
That must have been disappointing. And then you said that the Bills game was the craziest of all.
Oh, my gosh. That was actually the best game. The Bills, who have been great all season, were down against Kansas City. They kept volleying back and forth, and they ended up losing by just literally, I think it was a field goal by 3 points. The Kansas City came back at the very end and scored one on him in like 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, it was amazing. It was right down to the wire in overtime. And it was a great game. Phil, you were watching this one. What did you think? You pop in here, because this was the game that I thought was probably the best of all of them, just in the way that the talent of the teams was really balanced.
I was only watching it on and off because I was cleaning up the living room. But, man, last night's game, just into the end, into overtime, was just fantastic.
Pretty exciting. See, look at Phil.
Yeah.
Like, I was cleaning.
I didn't know where the story was going there for a second. I mean, we were cleaning and he was bored, and then he got into it.
That was good. So it was.
Seriously, that was a divisional playoff weekend that's going to go into the record book.
It was, every game was just a nail biter. So congratulations. Well, it was.
As a downstate New Yorker, I don't really pay attention to the Bills, because we've got like the Jets and the Giants. And so, but upstate New York, which, you know, the Bills are, that's their team. you just don't hear about them. You know, it's like a recent thing.
It was a great year for them. They did really well this year. And going up against Kansas City, that is not an easy feat. Patrick Mahomes is great, obviously. But I really did. I kind of felt bad. And again, I didn't have a horse in this race. It's not like I was rooting for one over the other. I was just watching the game, and it was a great game. But watching Buffalo just kind of sit on the bench after that, because they really did mount this incredible comeback and just in overtime had it kind of ripped from them. But 42-36 was the final score, Kansas City over Buffalo. So now Kansas City and this 49ers and the Bengals and the Rams all head to the next round, essentially.
What if it ends up being an all-California Super Bowl? Because it's already at Rams Stadium, right? What is it, SoFi Stadium?
Yeah, but the Rams are going to play the 49ers, so it'll only be one from them. Oh, okay. But yeah,
I saw somebody posting on Twitter. I wasn't sure which way it was going to go. But that would have been kind of weird, right?
Yeah, and all California
49ers, Rams.
In California?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of cool.
Yeah, so the matchup this coming weekend is going to be the Chiefs against the Bengals and then the 49ers against the Rams. The Rams have got to get it together. They've got to stop giving away the games. They come out strong, and then they just kind of peter off. So hopefully we will see some good games this coming weekend, and then we get a break. And the 13th, that's the Super Bowl. Also, the Winter Olympics, whether you're watching them or not, are coming up. This is exciting.
Very.
Did you hear that? To care.
Did you hear that noise?
What was that?
So I have a little kitten, for those of you who have not heard on this program, and I keep suitcases, my suitcases in here in the closet, and the closet door is open. She literally just climbed a suitcase and, like, knocked over everything in the closet as she was doing.
Wonderful.
Sorry about that.
She's up really early.
in LA. No kidding.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
She's on your
traction on the nationally syndicated morning show.
Are you even getting any sleep right now, Jen?
We broadcast from home, you know, so our home studios mine has been taken over by a kitten. I got to close the door. But the Olympics start up, and so whether or not we're watching, I'm not going to be. It's not because of the athletes. I just typically don't watch the Olympics anyway, and with the whole element of China being involved, it's not the athletes, it's the Olympic committee that made these dumb choices that need to feel
well,
it.
Bob
so they don't do
found,
this again.
You guys are chiming on the same thing, right? Did you hear Bob Costas like went off? I have always loved Bob Costas, and you know, he was the first broadcaster to openly talk about the concussion problem with the NFL, and then all of a sudden he was no longer doing NFL games. And then he started criticizing the Winter Olympics, and they took him off of that. It's wild, but I do agree with him. He was talking about the challenges that journalists face now with the Winter Games being in Beijing, and he said the IOC deserves all of the disdain and disgust that comes their way for going back to China yet again.
Absolutely.
Strong quote, and I actually agree. He said they're shameless about this stuff. He said they have no regard for human rights issues when selecting host nations. And he said that, now the rest of the world kind of has a greater understanding of what China's up to. And I agree with him. I mean, we've all been saying this for, what, months now? Why did this need to go back to China? This could have gone anywhere else. They had time. They could have moved it. And, you know, they chose not to. So somebody must be in China's pocket, right? I mean, somebody has to be, because it just doesn't make sense. The rest of the world agrees with us.
Not even putting athletes and all of their personal devices and all of that at risk, but what you are doing to journalists, he's right. Bob Costas is right. Either you look weak because you're not calling them out, you look like a Pollyanna when you ignore them. You're not putting these journalists who are covering this in a great light. Many of them can't even go in there because it's too dangerous. They can say it's about COVID, but we know the truth. It's not about COVID. It's about having to hand over your cell phones and all of your information with an app that the Chinese government wants on your devices to look at. It's a bad decision. It's bad for the whole world. It's bad for the athletes, and it's troubling. It's troubling, and somebody should be looking into it. You would think Congress might do something like real and figure out why the Olympic Committee is putting the games in China. All right, it's the DJV show. We've got another China story with airport security. Maybe it might affect a trip coming up for you in the near future as DJV show continues at 15 minutes past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Minutes past the hour of the DJ V show. Doug will be along momentarily. In the meantime, it's the ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are all here, and we're talking about China and the Olympics starting up here in just the next few days. But apparently, it's not just the Olympics tied to China. Now, Victoria Airport security scanners have been tied to the Chinese government and to the military, just to the latest piece of technology that our country uses and relies on with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And it seems that the World Economic Forum in Davos, airports from Amsterdam to Athens, NATO's border with Russia, they all depend on these equipment pieces manufactured by Nuketech, which is now the leading company in the world by revenue for cargo and vehicle scanners. That's comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? Now, luckily, they've been frozen out of anything in the U.S. since 2014 because they've been an issue. The national security has had an issue with this company for a while, and so they are not in any U.S. airports. That equipment is out, but they are in 26 of the 27 European Union member states, so that means pretty much anywhere that you fly across Europe, there is no way to know what they're doing with this data. And this is also like biometric data, you know, when you stand in the thing and
sure.
It scans you.
Sure, you get scanned.
Yep, that it takes all of that data. It has all of your passport information, all of it, and we don't really fully know the exact extent that this goes to, but this is sensitive data, you know, and their concerns now. And this is coming from the director of cybersecurity from the Dutch Ministry of Defense over the weekend. He was talking about this, saying, excuse me, that there's a growing concern here because we don't really know how the data is being processed. We don't know where it's going. This is military data. It's personal data, cargo data. It could be trade secrets. This is what this guy was saying. And, you know, he said that, and the problem is that the Dutch Ministry of Defense, as well as the other countries in Europe, they just don't have the tools in place to monitor and then resist these encroachments. And so no one has really been able to do a comprehensive study yet on where these devices are and how many there are across all of the European continent. But it does kind of give you, it makes you pause for a second.
Yep.
You know, if you're thinking of traveling this summer, you know, with everything that's going on with China right now, and it's getting more and more heightened.
And the bigger picture, what are they doing with the data they already
have? Exactly.
Forget protecting yourself at this moment, but what are they doing with all of that? Unbelievable. It's a DJ V show, 20 minutes past the hour.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Sables has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Sables, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's a DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner is here. Now, Dougie should be along momentarily, but lots of stuff in the trending news, and it seems that the celebrity death count, this is, I don't mean this to be lighthearted at all, ladies, but this year has been pretty brutal in terms of people who have passed and celebrities, kids, people attached to them who have passed. So the latest sad story involving actress Regina King as the DJV show continues.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The DJV Show, hashtag trending stories of the day. Follow us on all the social media platforms at DJV Show. Jay Kirshner is the one who monitors it all. She is the guru of what is trending. And this one is sad news to start things off, Jay. Regina King, the actress, the latest celebrity to just be impacted this year, it seems, by a huge number of people passing away. This time, her son died by suicide.
Yeah, 26 years old. He just turned 26 last week, and he's the only son, the only child of Regina King and her ex-husband, record producer, Ian Alexander Sr. And it's just one of those things that it doesn't matter if you're a parent or not. Just the thought of a parent losing their child is devastating.
For sure. I can't even imagine. Like, and to be and it's her only child, and he's 26. I mean, that's just... Everything adds up to complete devastation for her, and oh, I can't even imagine that. It's horrible.
And they were close. they had matching tattoos. She talks about unconditional love regarding him before he, when he was still alive. And it's just, it's awful.
I was reading the story over the weekend. I don't even know where I found it, but it just going through paperwork this weekend. And I was reading the story about Chris Daughtry losing his daughter.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys read
and
the details.
And Sinead O'Connor's son just committed suicide, too. Ugh.
All this year, Chris Daughtry, his daughter had anxiety issues. She had some mental health issues. She started using drugs, which is unfortunately what happens to a lot of people. We always wonder how the homeless population keeps blowing up, but it seems that mental illness turns into drug addiction, and then you find yourself in real peril. But Daughtry's daughter was, with her boyfriend. Boyfriend went out to go get more drugs, more meth, which is what they were using. Came home and found her hanging in the bathroom. It's incredibly sad whether the mental illness, I think, and I don't know if it's been ginned up, you guys, by the pandemic or if it's social media. You know, everybody looks for thousands of reasons or if it's just untreated mental health issues, but it's bad. We're spending a lot of time talking about COVID when it seems like there are just so many mental health issues that just go unnoticed or unlooked until it's too late.
Yeah. Well, so sad. I love Regina King, too. And it's just to lose your only child, you know, I can't even imagine that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll sneak this one in, too, Jay, in trending. Some good news to end on. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, who have had a lot of rumors swirling about them. Apparently, they're their parents now.
Yeah, via surrogate. That's exciting news. They didn't confirm the gender of the baby, but Page Six said, a source said, it's a little baby girl.
That's trending. Follow us at DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Bentley Motors made its European debut of the latest addition to the Flying Spur family in Belgium at the 2022 Auto World Museum. The Bentley Flying Spur Hybrid marks an important model for Belgium and Europe, where demand for electrified products has been exceptionally strong during 2022. The introduction of the new Flying Spur Hybrid is the brand's first electrified sedan and the most environmentally friendly Bentley today. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden claims he has exceeded American expectations on his first year in office, but people in Montana certainly see things drastically different. So says Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale on Newsmax.
They certainly see things dramatically different than what the president views as the condition of the state. I'm very interested to see how he addresses the State of the Union in the beginning of March. We're hearing that's when it's going to be. But what we see are empty grocery store shelves. We see empty schools because of the mandates to keep our children out. We see rising gasoline prices and energy prices at a time when it's hitting those who can least afford it the worst. We see chaos overseas. Right now you're having discussions about whether Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, whether President Biden is going to allow them to actually get into the country, or whether he's going to hold a strong line on keeping them out of the Ukraine. Pick a subject matter, and we're having problems. The vaccine issue and the vaccine mandates that go along with it. The people across Montana are heavily opposed to this. They've passed legislation at the state level to prohibit vax mandates, to prohibit vax passports. So, no, they're not really pleased with the administration.
The National Football League had three of its four playoff games over the weekend end with last play of the game field goal wins. Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Francisco, and the Los Angeles Rams remain in the hunt. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like 34 after the hour. Was he saying comfortably? It's a Monday, what is it, January 24th? Yes, I was about to say July. Only wishful thinking on my part, having driven 3,400 miles through the snow in Yakabunga.
Uphill both ways, right?
What, Yakabunga?
No, uphill both ways. You always hear the stories.
Had to walk to school in the snow. Uphill both ways.
Yeah, uphill both ways. The Friday morning program was wonderful. I got in my truck, and I drove to a suburb of Des Moines. I picked up a new trailer and brought it home through what was supposed to be a wonderful. The reason I did it this weekend is because the weather was supposed to be great. It was great going out there, but when I turned around and came back, it was nothing but a fight all the way through Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. I will tell you something, though. Yeah, for those of you who travel, maybe truckers, we have a lot of truckers that listen to this program. God love you. The highways in Illinois were a disgrace. They were horrible. In Indiana, they weren't much better. When you got to Ohio, it was like you were in a different world. As soon as I crossed the border from Indiana into Ohio, the roads were clear. The roads were very passable, normal conditions, I would say. But the ruts in the road in Illinois, and it was all the same storm. It was this, and it was tracking.
But that's true. Think about when you're, and I know you do this drive, when you're driving from California into Arizona, you don't even need the sign to say welcome to Arizona. The roads immediately get better as soon as you go into Arizona.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. And now that you mentioned it, having driven that road, the 10, any number of times. Anyway, it's just, I'm feeling like I'm still going around someplace. It's fun. I feel like there's a guy named Flash Phelps who's on the Sirius XM 60s channel, and every weekend he takes a drive around some different part of the country and then comes back on Monday and talks about it. I do a lot of traveling around. I don't usually talk much about it, but I thought it was important to mention a couple of things. I just actually drove into the driveway as we are getting started here, having driven through most of the night, because I didn't want you ladies to be without me as we start the week.
We appreciate it, but we were doing okay, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure you were doing fine. Yeah, yeah. Louis Anderson passed away at the age of 68. How many people thought he was that age? I thought he was younger than that.
I thought he was older, actually.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, he...
He had that kind of like baby face. He never really aged much in his face, so I really didn't know how old he was. I had to look it up.
Yeah, I thought he was late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
So let's go back last week, Jay. Was it last week or the week before we were talking about him being sick?
Just last week. It was only a few days before he passed that he entered the hospital for cancer treatment for his blood cancer.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something. I think I said it then. Blood cancer is, I think, the most dangerous cancer because it's the hardest to detect and it's the hardest to treat. It's miserable. And it gets to your bones. It gets to every part of your body. So the poor guy, he must have had a horrible last... What do we know about his last couple of months? When did he first come down with this? Anybody know?
I don't know. Figure out
when he got started to get sick?
This seemed to be a surprise to everyone. I think he kept this private. Yeah. And then was diagnosed and then went for the treatment. And then, I mean, this is, you know, my friend's mom went through this, and it's very difficult. It is a really difficult treatment, and I don't know what the survival rate of it is,
there's like zero.
Yeah. Well, no, because I have two other friends who've also had it and have survived, and they're in remission. But it depends on what your circumstances are. If you're not really that healthy going in, it's tough.
Yeah. It's the same as anything else. If you don't have a good immune system, you're not going to be able to fight it. But the blood cancer, I'm not sure what your friends had, but I know that there's a type, and I think it's the type that he had, that is pretty much always fatal. There are different types of it. My friend Chris Walsh had it, and he lasted for...
Yeah, he had a non-Hodgkin lymphoma. That one's really tough.
Yeah.
Depending on what stage they find out about it, that'll
matter. Hey, Mac, what's going on? We've got the whole family here playing a very important role. By the way, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. Here's an overview of Louis Anderson's career.
Comedy legend, Louis Anderson. Minnesota native Louis Anderson started his career writing for another comedy great, Henny Youngman. But in 1984, he broke out with his first appearance on The Tonight Show and got what every new comedian dreams of, getting the on-air blessing of Johnny Carson.
My next guest is named Louis Anderson. He's a comedian.
I went shopping today. What's this one-size-fits-all stuff?
Louis, come out here and take another bow.
As his comedy career took off, he branched out into small roles in film and TV, hosted the reboot of Family Feud, and created the Emmy-winning animated series based on his childhood, Life with Louie.
Let me tell you about my family.
Always an active stand-up, Louie surprised everyone in 2016 with his role as Christine Baskets, winning another Emmy, playing the mother on the series, Baskets.
I'm humbled and I'm very grateful for this award.
Remembering one of comedy's most beloved figures,
Louis Anderson.
So I didn't know he was on Family Feud. For some reason, that escaped me. The rest of the stuff I pretty much remember.
He was great on Family Feud, actually.
When did he do, what years was he, did he do that?
Before Steve Harvey did it. So in between whoever it was, he was the person, I think, right before Steve Harvey.
Was he? How long did he do it?
It was a while.
Yeah.
It was like a long time, right?
Time. Yeah, he was very good. He was funny.
Yeah, well, he's a funny guy, but it seemed like, I don't know, the whole business about comedians and whether they're really happy people or whether they really aren't is something that gets discussed a lot, whether or not, you know, one of the reasons that you're a good comedian is because you don't have a good life. I don't understand that thinking, but you hear that story over and over again, don't you? Yeah, I'm sure. When you were doing those interviews at Sirius, didn't you run across a lot of people? That's why one of the reasons for the years that I did a lot of interviews on the program that preceded this, I didn't like having comedians on because they weren't funny.
Well, I also think people have a very unrealistic expectation of having comedians on the air. So, like, if people just sit there and go, all right, be funny, like, they have to flip a switch. That's not natural or normal. So I've always found the best interviews with comedians are just, like, talk to them like human beings, like regular people, and don't expect them to be dropping one-liners, because that's just not... That's realistic.
That is excellent, an excellent observation and advice when it comes to them.
I guess you didn't do that.
Well, no, I think that's jumping to a conclusion that isn't
correct. No, you
correct.
Said you've
like,
never
yada,
had any.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right. Jen will tell me the truth.
Yeah, I think that we weren't necessarily expecting. I had good conversations with some of them, and then they tried to be funny, and you're never funny
that
if you try to be
either.
Funny. No, it doesn't work.
But you're right. A real conversation is a good one. I do find, though, that sometimes maybe there's a chip on their shoulder about that. Like, I'll use an example. I love the show. Whose Line Is It Anyway? I love that type of comedy. I think it's fun. Improv is great. And so Brad Sherwood and Colin Mockery were going on tour together, and I was able to interview Brad Sherwood to talk about it. And I was expecting it to be a fun interview. I wasn't expecting him to tell me jokes, but he was so, like, just low-key and, like, down like this. I thought,
Are you
a
like
lot of actors are that way.
I know.
You know, like,
so bizarre.
I don't think there's a more boring interview possible than Tom Cruise. You know, and it's like he can play Maverick, he can play all these roles, and then his interviews are just so flat and so boring, and he's very serious, and I don't know. Graham Norton's the only one who can get Tom Cruise to even smile. Like, no one else seems to be able to do that.
I bet I can get him to smile. All right, see if we can get him in here. We'll get him to smile.
Well, it seems like so many of people, when they do the interviews, you can tell who is excited to be there and who is like, I was forced to be here. I have to promote this. I don't want to be here. And they make it known.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of people who never smile, the story of Anthony Fauci. He's been on all the Sunday programs. He says most states are going to reach a peak by mid-February. And we were talking about this off the air, Victoria and I. Where I am in Massachusetts, already the peak has been hit, and it's on the way down. I don't know what it's like in New Jersey. Let's do a quick around the room. So in New Jersey, what's the status of Omicron, would you say, at the moment, Victoria?
New York, New Jersey, they're essentially the latest is that, you know, we're waiting about one more week to see when this peak could happen, but it looks like it's been projected that it would be like the first week of February. Mm-hmm. So, hospitalizations are just now kind of going down for the third day in a row. So we'll see, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But I would think by early to mid-February, we'll definitely be beyond Omicron. Now, the big question is what lies beyond Omicron? We don't know.
Why would you ask that question? Because
we don't know. Because it's not the end of COVID. Just because one variant is no longer going to be the dominant variant, Delta and with everything else.
So
that's not how the virus works.
Here's something that I want to get a grasp on. And I don't want to be guilty of this. I don't want any of us to be guilty. Is probably not the right word. But falling into this trap. I was just listening to the weather. I was listening to WBZ, which is the news radio station of Boston, as I was driving in. And the guy who was doing the 6 o'clock open went to great lengths to talk about how wonderful the weather is going to be here this week, with temperatures seasonable and sunny skies. But next week we're going to get slammed with another snowstorm. And then he went off into another tangent about some other story that actually was a bit of good news, but then he threw the negative spit at it, and it became, you know, well, who knows what's what. And I think this is not a criticism of you, Victoria, or anybody else. In a sense, we tend to tell the good side, which in this circumstance is that the cases have peaked pretty much and are going down. And the signals that have been sent from, let's say, Dr. Ken Kronos, who's on this program, and Jack Stockwell and others who are experts in the field, say that this thing will be broken by April. Are we going to have coronavirus with us forever? Yes.
Yeah. Being realistic. Everyone knows that. This is not going away.
But you see, I don't want to have the people who are listening to this and think, oh, my God, are we going to have to wear masks forever? We're going to have to get shots forever? We're going to have to close everything down? I don't think that that's where it's at.
Well, I didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just making a point about how people take something that is, in essence, good, and then they turn it around. I'm talking about radio guys on this news broadcaster did a horrible job in making
people like
feel
to get
good
pumped
about
up about the weather, right? Like that's something that everybody it's very sensationalized. It's, you know, the storm of the century.
Wrong.
How many of those have we had?
Yeah, I mean, we had lots of those.
Yeah, like I feel like weather people, it's their one time to shine. So if a storm's coming in, that's like their moment. So
what
I always
need
feel
to know
like
about 10 days from now there's another storm. How about we enjoy today and tomorrow?
Well,
thanks very much. That's what I would like to do, especially after driving through the snow that I did for the past 2 days. I didn't do without
that. You're sensitive to New England winters.
Yeah, that's why I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
All right, 47 after the hour. If you have questions about how to lose weight and keep it off, you would have to go any further.
We have answers.
Then right here, we do have answers, Jennifer. You're right. And
yes,
the answer is a one-word answer, actually, a product called Calitrin, which works so wonderfully. As we go back over this past season, half of us gained weight during not only Christmas and New Year's, but COVID has put weight on a lot of people. And then what's the best defense? Is it defense? Or I always get these confused. The best defense is a good offense, right? Or is the best offense is a good defense? Best offense is a good defense. I think that's it, isn't it? You guys are not being supportive.
You can say both. I feel like
ways.
I knew it until you said both ways, and now I'm like, wait, it was
not
right.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean to confuse you. The bottom line is that Calitrin is here to help you with their specially formulated, scientifically proven combo of aloe vera, collagen protein, and digestive enzymes that aids your body in repair and rebuilding. The lean muscle is what you want. And you want to get rid of the fat, and that's what this stuff does. In a fabulously natural commercial, the body works it over and it constructs a relationship with your body, if you will. So Calitrin at toploss.com, that's the website for Calitrin. Check it out. And when you are checking out, after you decided you're going to use this product, then use the DJV code for free shipping and the New Year, New You package. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At 53 past the hour, this is the DJV program, Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, mostly Victoria. Today's Macintosh Computer Day, celebrated the same day from 1984 on forward. The first Macintosh computer, the predecessor of today's Apple computers. I thought it was the Commodore. Where did the Commodore come from?
The Commodore 64 was one of the first commercial Macintoshes. That was a Macintosh Commodore. So, yeah. Right. All the same kind of umbrella.
Yeah.
Early Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniowski, whatever his name is.
Woz. All right. Intel has decided they're going to try to get ahead of their PR, the negative PR curve, building a plant in Ohio. What's the scoop?
Well, this was big news, and Ohio is, and the United States government is very happy about this right now. So Intel is going to spend at least $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is in, right near Columbus, Ohio. It's a 1,000-acre location, and initially they're going to play host to two chip factories, and they're set to directly employ at least 3,000 people, along with tens of thousands more across, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction is going to kick off this year, and they say the site will be operational in 2025. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that Intel expects the site to become the largest silicon manufacturing location on the planet, and basically saying that this is they're calling it the Silicon Heartland. They're calling it this guy also is one of the early establishers of Silicon Valley, so he's kind of now thinking that Ohio could become the next Silicon Valley. Now, this is important because we know, we've been talking about this forever now, the supply chain and the chipsets and boats, anything needing, vehicles, cars, boats, whatever, everything that needs one of these chips to move is really stalled. And so Intel, along with the President Biden and Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine, the Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and the Intel CEO, they made this all joint announcement, and saying that the other executives and local officials suggested that this is going to be a $100 billion development that actually could be a panacea, is how they put it, for a variety of issues. We've got global competitiveness as an issue, national security, the chip shortage, the price of cars, racial and gender gaps in STEM employment. Even inflation itself, they think, can be impacted by this new campus. So, and yes, you're right. Going back to if people are wondering what the Intel kerfuffle was, a couple weeks ago, they signed, along with all the other companies from different countries, that they were not going to do any work with China in the, you know, in that section, the Xinjiang region, where the Uyghur Muslims are being held in camps.
But there was a
Intel backed out and apologized to the Chinese government because, it is right now, like, I think it's 20% of their business is in China.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But this is an American company, though, and which is why a lot of people do feel more secure with it. So we'll see. But it's good news for Ohio.
What do they need 1,000 acres for? That's what
I mean, these are two huge factories.
Yeah, but 1,000 acres.
It's going to be more than that.
A big factory would be 10 acres. That's like a big Walmart.
Right, but they want to create a whole new Silicon Valley-type campus, so it's going to be a lot.
All right, in a moment, we're going to figure out what Peloton is up to right after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, so what's the scoop with Peloton, Victoria?
Well, Peloton just can't catch a break. First they killed Mr. Big, and then Mr. Big killed them. And so it's like this whole back and forth. And now, if you saw the new season of Billions, which is out on Showtime right now, another beloved character had a heart attack on a Peloton. This time it was Wags from Billions. So he lived. He didn't die. But, yeah, I mean, Peloton can't catch a break. So now they've actually said they've got a 14% quarterly decline, and they're actually pumping the brakes on even producing new products right now. So not good news.
All right. Well, that one will be something we can follow pretty easily, I think. 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.